Hi, my name is Abby Prom. In middle school, we're working on our History Day projects. The theme is Rights and Responsibilities. Our projects are due February 21st, and the regionals is over spring break.
Okay, I'm here with Hannah Borson, Abby Prom, and Maya McHugh. Girls, can you tell me a little bit about your History Day project?
We're doing the Vietnam draft and just how during the Vietnam draft they had to go and draft a whole bunch of young American soldiers into Vietnam.
How does this connect with the theme of rights and responsibilities?
It wasn't their choice to go to war, but we kind of think it's their responsibility to go fight for your country, but also it's their right to say no and stay home instead of going to war.
Okay, and Hannah, what can you tell me about the format that you chose for your project?
We are doing an exhibit board, so there's going to be like cause and effect, and then we're going to put some pictures on it to show like what happened with some like protests and stuff.
Girls, I'm wondering what you've learned from this project about how rights and responsibilities affect our lives today.
Well, the draft still exists in America, but they haven't had to use it since Vietnam, so we're lucky for that. Hopefully, they won't have to use it again.
Great. I'm excited to see what you guys come up with. Thank you. And I'm here with Bryn Soland as well. She's going to tell me a little bit about her topic. What did you choose for this History Day project?
We chose the Birmingham Children's March, which is where a bunch of kids, African Americans, they got together and they sort of fought for their rights against segregation in schools.
And Claire Sherburn is also here. What format did you choose for your project?
We chose a documentary because we figured it was the best way to display your information.
Interesting. And Greg, can you tell us a little bit about what this project has taught you about rights and responsibilities in the modern world?
It's taught us that a lot has changed since that march went on and how segregation has been more, for the most part, ended. And it's also taught us about how even children can make a big difference in the world.
Thanks a lot. I'm thrilled to see these History Day projects, and the public can view them during conference week here at the school, and they can also look forward to students going on to the regional competition in March.